The world is currently in the thrall of the COVID pandemic, which has claimed over 1 million lives so far. But trees aren't immune to disease outbreaks either, and ash trees are facing their own pandemic. Ash dieback is a lethal fungal disease known as Hymenocyphus fraxinus that originated in Asia. It first appeared in Europe 30 years ago, and our trees are highly susceptible, and this year has been a particularly severe one. Luke Barley from the National Trust joins us now. So Luke, how does it kill trees and why are ours so vulnerable?
Yeah, so it's a fungal tree disease. So the spores are windborne. They're microscopic and they can travel, you know, many miles on the wind. They land on the leaves and then the fungus establishes itself and grows down through the tree's cells that we heard about earlier, particularly the hollow tubes at the outer edge of the tree that transport water and nutrients around the tree. And the body of the fungus blocks those cells essentially and kills the tree. In young trees, it can kill it really quickly. In older trees, it's more progressive and it kills them sort of slowly but surely from the outside in. So the reason our ash are so susceptible is that they haven't co-evolved to deal with the fungus. So it's from Asia and it's co-evolved with ash species in Asia. So over there, it forms, it's more like a leaf blotch. So it just sort of discolors the leaves. It's quite a minor ailment because the trees are accustomed to it. But over here, our trees aren't accustomed to it at all. They have no defenses against it, no resistance to it. And so it does, it's likely to kill up to 95% of our European ash in Britain.
How does it spread and how easily does it flit from one tree to the other?
Yeah, it's highly infectious because those spores are windborne. So it's been in England since, well, we've known about it since 2012. It was probably here before that. It certainly arrived that year on infected nursery trees from Europe, but it may have arrived on the wind prior to that. And then since then, it's been making its way progressively across the UK, and it's now present. Certainly, you know, here in the National Trust, we manage land in England, Wales and Northern Ireland, and it's everywhere we look after. Ash dieback is now present.
And what about this year made it so bad? And how bad was it?
It's been very bad. So we've sort of known it was coming, obviously, since 2012. So it wasn't a huge surprise in some respects. But like every other infectious disease, there's a bell-shaped curve to the shape of the infection. And a couple of our landscapes, mainly the sort of chalk and limestone landscapes, which the ash on those landscapes seem to be more susceptible, were already into the exponential phase, but lots of other places weren't. And we seem to have hit the exponential phase everywhere this year. And then that's also been exacerbated by the fact that we had a very, very dry spring and a very late, very heavy frost. And both those things really stress trees out, and that lowers their ability to resist pathogens. So we've seen it really kick off this year, absolutely everywhere that we look after. So it's been very severe.
What kind of numbers are we talking about? How many trees?
On National Trust land, it's very hard to quantify because we don't have a really accurate census of our sort of tree population, you know, anywhere. But we know that we're going to need to fell around 40,000 trees this year on National Trust land, just where they could affect public safety as they die. So this is by roads or by buildings where people congregate, because as the ash trees die, they become unstable and can pose a risk to people. But we think we've got anywhere up to 2.5 million ash trees on National Trust land that we won't have to fell. They're just going to die of ash dieback. And it's hard to estimate how many of them are very severely affected this year, but it's quite a high proportion, I'm afraid.
So let's say the worst happens and we lose all those trees. What kind of an impact is that going to have for, you know, the British wildlife and ecology?
Yeah, it's going to have a really big impact. It's going to be very, very sad, frankly. And yeah, I suppose there's a couple of separate things to tease apart, really. So there's ash in woodlands, and there are some places where it won't have such a catastrophic impact. So if ash forms a relatively low proportion of a mixed wood with other species present, then the increased light in that wood as the ash die might actually benefit some species. So that's a thread of hope to hang on to. But where we've got ash dominating entire woodlands, we often get a really special ground flora. So lots of interesting wildflowers in ash woodlands because it casts a particularly light shade and its leaves are cycled into the nutrient cycle much more rapidly. So the conditions for wildflowers are great. And that's going to change hugely as, you know, whole ash woods die potentially. So That's going to be really sad. And then the other really sad thing is like open grown trees, trees outside woods. So places like the Lake District, where we've got very significant ash pollards. So pollards are trees that have been cut continually through sort of human history, really, for firewood and for fodder and for other uses. They're very culturally significant, but they're also home to lots of rare invertebrates that live in the decaying wood in their center and lichens on their bark. And so we're going to lose all the special species related to open grown ash trees as well. And that's before we even get onto ecosystem services. You know, we think that the ash trees on National Trust land might be sequestering anything up to about 700,000 tons of CO2 equivalent. And they provide all kinds of other benefits, obviously, whether it's shading or flood alleviation, you know, all those great things that trees do. So this, the impact is going to be very, very significant.
What can we do about it? It seems like a massive problem that we should be on top of.
It's a massive problem. So there are subtle things we can do to mitigate some of those impacts for nature in ash woods by planting other appropriate species, or outside woods by making sure we plant lots of trees. And that really is the long and short of it. You know, in terms of the climate crisis, the crisis in biodiversity, we really, really, really need to establish a lot more trees. And we also need to establish a lot more species and really make a huge increase in tree cover and make it more resilient to future threats.
Thank you very much. Really important issue there. Luke Barley from the National Trust.